So now let's talk about management softwares. And there are a bunch of them. I listed a few, and I have no dog in any of this hunt. I use Yardi, frankly. I love Yardi, but it costs money. You can use QuickBooks, okay? QuickBooks works just fine. In fact, I used it for a number of years. So once you get large enough and you're self-managing, you're going to want property-specific property management software, okay, for a whole lot of reasons. It acts as a CRM, customer relationship manager. Remember, I talked about a really simple CRM that we use to keep our relationships with investors, brokers, sellers, you know, all of that. But it acts as that. But it also, a good property management software will help, you know, print all the documents you need, tenant-specific documents. You know, it'll mail merge them very easily. It'll manage your timelines. It'll keep expenses specific to property specific. Now, QuickBooks will do that as well. But again, this is for when you get a little larger. Start with QuickBooks. If you've got less than 100 units, you do not need more than QuickBooks. But once you get over 100, I'd recommend a Yardi or one of these other softwares. And these will be in your materials, so you don't have to worry about writing these down. Okay, very important that you know the law in the areas that you're buying. Ask me why I know, because I've been burned because I didn't pay attention to this in a market that I went into. Every state has different landlord-tenant laws, and even some cities do. And some of them can be kind of onerous, okay? Some of them are not very landlord-friendly. Some of them, you know, there's rent control in some places. Some places it can take a long time to evict somebody, you know, but in rent control, they'll tell you what's the maximum you can raise it, or on a percentage basis, what you can raise it a year. I'm sure you hear horror stories about stuff in New York about this, but you know that's not the only market that this happens. So very important that you know the law. You need to be aware of eviction laws. I have, you know, back when I first started in Memphis, there were sophisticated tenants that knew how to work the law, and I had a couple of horror stories where tenants were able to play the system and stay in a property for a year. Yeah, a year without any rent coming in. I mean, that's not, when you're a landlord and that happens, that's really ugly. And that happened to me more than once there. So it's really important for you to understand the laws in your jurisdiction and make sure you adhere to them. And I recommend that you hire a local eviction attorney, one that's an expert in your market to help you navigate that. And I recommend paying the little extra it costs to have an attorney do this for you, because they're not going to make any mistakes. And the worst thing in the world is for you to have a tenant that didn't pay, and you go through what you think is the timeline, and then you end up in court and you didn't do something right and you have to start all over. Ask me how I know that one. So trust me, you don't want to be there. Okay, so get help. Now, never, ever, ever, ever do something like turning off their electric or their water. I mean, I've even heard stories where people have taken the front door off. You know, you hear these old landlord stories that, you know, to try to get tenants to leave. Never, ever do that. You will lose if you do that. And trust me, you don't want to be there. But, you know, if you've got a really tough tenant, cash for keys works, okay? And trust me when I say, if you've got a resident that's giving you a hard time and you can get them out of there quickly if you give them a few $100, it is always a win for you, because the longer that property is not producing income, the more it costs you. And if you've got to fight them in court, just say, hey, listen, you know, if you clean the place up and you give me the keys and you do it by the day after tomorrow, I'll give you $300, $400, whatever the amount is that makes sense for the caliber of property that you have. That can be a great way to get people out that, you know, so you can move on. You don't have the stress and you're re-renting or you know, cleaning the place up and re-renting it as quickly as possible. So I use that, and you know, I know it's painful sometimes in your head psychologically, but trust me, it's worth it. Okay, so keep that tip in mind.